Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also hear the latest from our podcast and also the whole archives. You can check out our Substack newsletter that way. You can join our forum. We now have a forum there. So if you are a member of the website, you can join our forum, and so check that out. Just click on where it says forum. You can do shopping over there. If you're looking for some Christmas shopping, a great place to do it. We have some interesting mugs, and we have my latest book. We have all that over there, so check that out, CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget, it also connects to our parish, where if you'd like to try our parish out, there's a little coupon there where you can literally download it and drop it in our collection so that you can check it out, what the parish is like, and not worry about dropping something into the offertory until you're ready to commit. So how's that for an idea? Anyway, you'll find that at CatholicAudioMedia.com. In the meantime, we are here on Monday, and every Monday I play my homily from the weekend. This comes from the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, which was, of course, yesterday. And I'm talking about faith that can move mulberry bushes and also faith that can move mountains. So let's talk about what that means and what Jesus was talking about it and how we understand this for our world today. So let's switch over to the Mass on Sunday.
So in today's gospel, we see the story about faith the size of a mustard seed, and we can focus on that. But if we focus on something else, we may have a better understanding, and that is, what is faith itself? Strangely enough, it's about 25 years ago, one of the big fads at the time was the magic eyes. And I'm sure many of you know what I'm talking about. And the magic eye, of course, was this image that looked like static on TV. But if you looked at the image, eventually you would see a 3D image that would appear. And actually, depending on how you look, the image would move as if you were moving around an actual 3D image. Some people could see it right away. Other people had to try different tricks to get to see it, and other people never saw it at all. But the image was actually there. And strangely enough, I learned that the technology that created that image is actually about 200 years old. It's not new at all. And so we look at that. There's an understanding that it is there. Whether people can see it or not, it is actually there. Another example is sound. If you have perfect hearing, you can hear between 20 hertz and 20,000 hertz. So anything in that range, you can hear. And that's how sound works, where the sound waves are interpreted by your ear so you can hear them in that frequency. There's that question, if a tree falls in the wood and there's no one around to hear it, does it still make a sound? The answer is no. Because in order for it to make a sound, something has to receive those sound waves, and with no one around, does not make a sound. And so any frequency above or below that, we can't hear. So if a tree falls in the woods and you happen to be right next to it, but the sound it makes is 35,000 hertz, you're not going to hear anything. It's going to be no sound at all. At the same time, there's sound lower than that, below 20 hertz, that we can't hear, but we can feel. And so there's that sound as well. And so there are those realities in this. And we see the same thing with light, infrared and ultraviolet and everything we can't see, but they are really there only within light spectrum. So our ability to understand the world around us is limited by what we can actually perceive as per our body. So we understand that reality. And that's something that we look at within the context of faith. We understand faith in a bigger world in the concept of the spiritual aspect. So a lot of what, as a matter of fact, what I just talked about is all within the material world. And when we talk about people talking about science, they're talking about everything within the material world. And we believe that, but we also believe in a bigger concept, which is also known as the spiritual world. So obviously, we don't believe the material or the spiritual. We believe in the material and the spiritual. So we believe all of that. And with that understanding, we see a concept and understanding of how the world actually works. And it's from that aspect that Jesus is speaking. Now, if I happen to be talking to an atheist physics professor, and that obviously does not imply that physics professors are by default atheists, but if I happen to be talking to one, then everything, and he's the best in the world, everything that he believes, I will understand or believe within the context of how well I can understand physics, but everything he believes, obviously, I will believe as well, but then again, I believe more. So, I believe in angels and evolution. I believe in God and physics. So, I believe all of that. And within that, that context, that's how I see and experience the world. So, like I said, if someone says they don't believe in God, but they only believe in physics, then I believe more than that. Now, many people will say, prove to us that God exists. Show us God. Well, we can't do that. And we can't do that because no one can see God unless they are within the ability to be able to see him in his presence. So if you want me to say there's God right over there, it's not going to work. But if we take that same scientific principle and we understand what we believe, then we also believe if what we believe is true, then if X, Y, then if what we believe is true, then X, Y, and Z will happen. And if X, Y, and Z doesn't happen, that what we believe is not true. So we can look at all of that and ask the simple question, if that is true, will X, Y, and Z happen? So let's go back to the science principle. We all understand about science, and we understand everything about it, and we also understand what we believe in that we are human beings, but we have an inclination to sin. That's part of our faith, which is why Jesus came to save us from that. If I believe everything I believe, then the world will work a certain way. If I don't, the world will work another way. If I believe in science and human beings are capable of doing great things with science, where does genocide come from? How does that exist? Because we believe in that saying, very simple, better living through science. So where does genocide come from? How does that happen? How is it that we are talking this morning about someone thought it was a bright idea to blow up the Nord Stream pipeline? Or someone thought it was a good, bright idea to invade Ukraine. Where does all that come from? All of that is done through science, but science also, if what we believe is true, that we as human beings can believe all that, but we also know that we have an inclination to sin, then X, Y, and Z would happen, and X, Y, and Z happen. And that's where we understand our faith. Now, we bring all that to the Lord in our prayer, and we say, Lord, show us what you want us to do. Show us how to believe as you call us to believe, and show us how to do what you call us to do. And in doing so, the Lord will increase our faith and help us to do what he asks us to do, even if it is to tell a mulberry bush to move over there, or to have a faith that moves mountains.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and other podcast platforms. We'll be right back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check that out. We talked about it earlier, and you'll hear about it at the end of the show. In the meantime, always remember that you can find actually a coupon if you want to come check out the parish for free, so to speak. I mean, anyone can walk in the parish and not drop anything in the offertory. But if you want to like drop something in and says, we are here, and that's what you have there. So you can check that out as well. Well, we are talking about that powerful message of, number one, understanding that faith is not something that believes in myth or believes in fantasy. Faith is something that believes in what is real. And those who believe have a bigger understanding in the world than those who don't believe. Even if you are the greatest of all scientists, if you believe you have a greater, and you believe you have a more comprehensive understanding of the world than if you don't believe at all. So we believe in everything that science can teach us, and we believe that everything that faith can teach us, and we're exploring deeper avenues of both. Isn't that something? So that's part of who we are as human beings. And with that, then we understand what the Lord means with that faith the size of a mustard seed that can move mulberry bushes, as he says. But we also know elsewhere it says, he says, mountains, and how we understand that. Well, we will be back tomorrow with the final of Corey Fronten's episode on his talk on unions. And he asks me a question. That'll be interesting to see how that goes. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.